A vision carved in liberty, the lasting legacy of America's founding fathers. I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past. These words were written in a letter from Thomas Jefferson, writer of the Declaration of Independence and the third president of the United States. He addressed the letter to his fellow patriot and contemporary, John Adams, who was a delegate to both the First and Second Continental Congresses and the second elected president. These two incredible men, along with numerous other revolutionaries such as Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Patrick Henry, John Hancock, Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, and so many more distinguished individuals, earned the honorable qualification as the Founding Fathers of the United States of America, a title given to them for their influential and essential efforts to build the weak 13 colonies into a secure, unified country. They aspire to accomplish this through the authorship and institution of what are now considered some of the most globally prominent documents of all recorded time. But while they endeavored to create a lasting government, they had no precedent to base their efforts on, no way to understand if the country they were pouring their blood, sweat, and tears into would even last through their lifetimes. Their individual visions for America may have differed between them. However, the Founding Fathers all had one common goal: to establish a country with a just and balanced government, which protected and ensured the safety of its citizens so that they had the freedom to enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To operate without tyranny and corruption, this government would be kept in check by the very citizens it vowed to protect. Our forefathers would likely be dismayed to witness a modern American people more engaged in presidential elections than in congressional races, which they deemed the linchpin of federal power. Proof of this focus on and partiality towards the legislative branch is stitched into the Constitution itself, with a significantly higher number of sections of the Constitution devoted to the building and establishment of Congress. However, they would be shocked and perhaps pleasantly surprised at how much America has grown exponentially, becoming the third most populated country in the world and being recognized as a global superpower. Additionally, America's extensive involvement in foreign affairs and the expansion of the U.S. military would most likely surprise the Founding Fathers as well. Yet, what pillars remain constant throughout the years since America's establishment and what the Founding Fathers built to last? The highest law of the land remains the Constitution, as it continues to evolve through its interpretation by the judicial branch. The Electoral College continues to secure the voice of the minority. Checks and balances within and between the branches of both the federal and state governments continue to protect against tyranny and pervading corruption. And we, as citizens of the United States, still have the freedom and the endowed right to reinvent our federal government with each new election cycle. Not only that, but the spirit of the Americans continues to shine through, showcasing a melting pot of truly incredible and gifted individuals, all in pursuit of one common goal: true liberty and prosperity. The America of today may not fit in the forefathers' original vision, but instead could be seen as something greater, founded upon the bedrock of the republic they endeavored fervently for, risking their own livelihood and dedicating their existence to the numerous others who would follow behind them. The Founding Fathers had a fierce faith in the American people, a belief that even once they had all passed, others would pick up the banner of liberty and wave it resolutely with the same vitality as the Founding Fathers originally did.